All right, and we are back. How did that go?
Where were we?
The podcast is rolling once again. We don't know when we start. We're not sure when we end, but we're making it the best we can in the middle. On my right, we're going to start out by introducing everybody. Corbin.
Hello.
Yeah, there it is. Well, I'm trying to work on my hostmanship. I'm seeing Toledo, who's been helping us out with the producing, just diving into pizza. But no, go for it. I'm not telling you to stop. It's just that's Corbin's job. Is part of that. That's what he's known for as the pizza biter.
That's what both of them are for.
Yeah. So, Joe. Joe is directly to my right.
That's me. Hello.
And then we move over to Adonis, already on the iPad, looking things up. We're not sure what, and we're not going to share that with
anyone.
Don't
turn that screen.
And already prepping a sarcastic remark.
Zach.
Self. There he is. And then we go across the studio to the one and only Donnie. He's magical and not saying anything, just making a sitcom opening pose. And, of course, Justin.
Good evening.
There he is. What was that? Alfred Hitchcock?
I think so.
Oh, the Hall of Justin just got mysterious. I keep forgetting to refer to Donnie as the Legion of Doom, the Legion of Donnie. By the way, I have some stuff. I wasn't going to bring this out already, but I have some decorations, some set decorations.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ooh, here's one thing. How do we say it? Mr. Mitzel Spitlick, who we are now voicing as...
Gilbert Godfrey. I can't believe it, and I couldn't think of my own name. And how would I say it three times if... Whatever. Okay.
That's how he would actually do it, right? He's like,
and now I'm playing with dolls. And
but it gets better. I don't know. I don't want to bring everything out at once, but I'm really excited about it.
This is a real pile.
A little bit.
For the Hall of Justin, nothing's going to beat Zan and Jaina with a little bit of Gleek.
I love them.
We'll get to some more. I'm just going to put them
This is a true Corbining moment.
I wanted to buy like two or three, but I ended up getting about 50. maybe not 50, maybe 100.
He was texting me and brutal. He told me that the list that he was narrowing it down from was 30.
Yeah, because I went in trying to get three or four, and then all of a sudden I looked at my list, but there were so many interesting things.
Did they offer it to you for $100 and you said, no, I'll give it to you for $200.
I made it bigger, like Apache Chief Inukchuk. I mean, I've got the sayings down, guys. Look at this. Samurai. And then he would turn in and... Juliet got me into the Flash. I got the Flash going. Look how fast he looks.
Did you steal these from Robot Chicken?
No. Yep. No, do they have those? Well, these aren't the Mego ones. These aren't Mego. These are like replicas. So they're less expensive.
I could use that.
But we're going to... $600. $700.
Did I see this one in a different color in the other room?
Well, that was Scooby Dumb. This is Scooby Doo. You remember Scooby Dumb?
I don't.
I Corbined it. I accidentally bought Scooby Dumb thinking I bought Scooby. But this is Scared Scooby Doo. This is the variant. Yeah. I have. I think I have. Maybe Shaggy's not with me right now. Okay. I don't.
Batman either.
Oh, this is excellent. I didn't see this one.
Here it is.
Zoinks like hey, Scoob. Like I didn't know Adonis did such a great Scooby-Doo.
Wow. That was excellent.
Like
that
that's better than yours, Frank. Okay, that was good. Fantastic. So
there's a lot of that going around.
A little bit.
We'll get it. Yeah, there is Plastic Man. He's got a lever on the back of him. I'm not sure what it... It doesn't work that way.
Give him a button.
But we're... I got us off it.
So awkward.
Why is that awkward?
No, the movement.
Yeah, oh, the awkward. Yeah. Okay.
His movement, like,
No, but these are gonna. Some of these are gonna be placed around Donnie and Justin because we have the Hall of Justin and the Legion of Donnie.
Don't we lose Donnie enough? We're gonna give him dolls.
No, I want to play with him. Actually,
I know you do. Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. Exactly.
I was gonna bring Juggernaut and Magneto next week. And yeah,
no, they can't be in the Legion of Donnie. Well, the Legion of Donnie has people such as Lex Luthor. The Scarecrow. I don't really do a scarecrow, but it's not that hard. For a little sex appeal, Cheetah. That's as close as I can come to that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her in Wonder Woman too.
What Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman's going to make an appearance. I have Supergirl up here, and the only reason I bought Supergirl was because I did own Supergirl as a kid, and I thought I got to get another one of these.
There you go.
Look at her weird flesh tone leggings.
I know. Yeah, I was looking leggings? At that the entire time. I was like, why?
Really?
Like what color? Like what colors underneath that? Like, do these have weird colored legs?
Is it
something?
Like they live or something?
I don't even know.
Yeah, why wouldn't they just use her legs?
Right.
Exactly. Don't they do it with Plastic Man
or I Samurai? Mean,
see, that's the way women are treated differently in double 70s standard. Superhero doll
you gotta
world.
Cover those ankles up.
We can't show real skin.
Maybe she has like an interview afterwards.
Like yeah, that, those are the they there it is. That's the hosiery. All right. So last week when we were busy saving the universe, we some people let me know that they really like some certain segments. None of them were Zach's. And I'm just trying You're to welcome. Keep you awake. I'm just trying to keep you awake. No, where were you wandering off to there?
No, I was trying to stare at the Supergirl action figure on the screen up here.
All right. Yeah.
I was like, that's new.
Yeah. That's it's brand. What?
I'm the screen.
Oh, the screen. You didn't know the screens. Yeah. So for the people at home don't realize, I try to upgrade the studio for us every week. So producers are sending us information all the time now so we can try and know what we're talking about as opposed to just making everything up and then the next week fixing it.
Yep.
So we have stuff coming up in front of us all the time, and we have five people at a table that all have ADHD. So... that's,
if we didn't, we do now.
Yeah. but Adonis's segment really hit last week with talking about the heroes and the whole race issue type of thing. And you had one other black person, but two, three white guys and two over there that were kind of like, we never thought of that. So pretty cool for us to learn something like that. We were also this was one thing when I was listening back. Donnie, I'm still trying to figure out how were you, because we cut you off, which we never should do, but it happens.
Yeah.
How were you going to tie the 94 baseball strike into autograph seekers at comic book conventions?
Well, it's
even you are flustered.
Well, I heard the baseball players, like kids, were like, "Oh, will you sign my baseball?" And the baseball player would be like, "Yeah, for $20." They were on strike. I mean, I was guessing that's how they're trying to make their money. But comic artists will charge $20 to sign a book, but when it's a special key book, they want more.
Right, and but the thing, so you're comparing you were going to compare multi-millionaire baseball players. Would that have a union, right?
Yeah.
The baseball players union with comic book artists at a convention.
Well, I'm sorry, you're just repeating yourself.
I was just thinking of a time in my life when people were actually asking for money for an autograph then. And I just remember, you know, usually watching movies, you know, oh, I'll sign that for you, kid, you know, and throw it back at him. But
even if it's an adult, I'll sign that for you, kid. I'm an adult. No, you're not. Oh, boy.
It's for my son. But yeah.
It's for. So, Donnie, let's say, and I feel like you're on the way to becoming this, not just a local hero, but a national icon. You're just going to give those signatures away for free, or are you charging?
No, I love my fans. They're free.
Okay.
Write that one
all
down.
Right. Let's
podcast listeners.
Like, can you guys isolate that for us? We're gonna be playing that back at a certain time. all right. So you really think you're going to?
Donnie loves his fans.
Unless I start to get writer's cramp, then yeah, maybe I don't know. I have to call it.
Oh, writer's cramp
a convenience
is
fee or something. I don't know.
All right, so coming up this week, actually, later in the week, I'm going to Philadelphia. I'm going to be performing on the road, doing a place called Parks Casino and Ocean Casino in Atlantic City. Parks is in in Philadelphia. I'm going to be showing up with the Fireside Chat guys at Fireside Crew on Twitter and some of their various social media handles. I'm really looking forward to that. They're going to actually come to that casino in Philadelphia and set up their full podcast. One of the guys works at Apple, which is pretty cool. So he's got a whole bunch of tech. They're a company that sells fruit.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, Fireside Chat. Apple. I get it.
I think they're talking about Apple.
Yeah. Some fruit company.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's good to pay attention the whole show. This is going to lead me into something. I got sidetracked with the dolls a little bit, but how many times have I said that?
They're called action figures?
No, these are dolls. These are very much action dolls. Figures wouldn't have the polyester clothing on them, I don't
think. They do seem very soft for action figures.
So what I wanted to originally get into was this, because I have never felt older and less hip in my life than when I got on this platform we use to communicate with each other called Slack. Because we got off the group texting for the simple reason that people were constantly texting each other pictures, GIFs, GIFs.
What do you mean by people? GIFs. You mean Adonis?
He was just like, what do you mean, you people? I was in the
song. And we're back in the 70s on the Archie Bunker show. That was right out of Archie Bunker. Yes, Adonis. I don't know. Sometimes I'll ask a question and I'll get a GIF answer. I'm not even sure. And then I'll get like the dark fist. I'm not sure if that's good or bad. And I don't know if I'm supposed to come back with the super white okay.
Oh, hey there, fella.
But you have so. Then you'll send. Can I tell them that my faux pas?
Absolutely.
So the people. I'm embarrassed about this, but I want you to see that it's time to make fun of me being an idiot too. Everybody, be careful with everything. Something just crashed in the back. Was that your iPad that went down? Because we just lost communication. Wow.
It's over.
So I just started texting random, and don't get ahead of me on this.
Okay.
So what people don't know first, but not everybody knows, I'll reset this a little bit, is that Adonis is he has a tumor on his brain. And he's great spirits about everything. He's going to have an operation in a couple of months. And you generally, we don't joke about it, but you're good and you understand life and how it's all working.
Mm-hmm.
So I start texting a bunch of random emojis. One was like sad face, winky face, something like that. And then being the brilliant fella that I am, I just picking randomly. I texted him the picture of the guy with his brain detached from his head. And I was like, oh, boy. And I waited a couple seconds because I didn't get anything back from Adonis. And I was like, he hates me. And I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to text randomly, and that's what came out. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Hey, did you get any kind of offended to it or anything?
Absolutely not. No. So first off, that's not a detached brain.
Okay.
It's his brain blowing up.
Okay, which is much better.
Of course. And, you know, that's why I send back the Black Power Fist.
Oh, is that
right on, my brother?
So just to be clear, I couldn't send that fist.
You can send Hulk fist.
I mean, it exists in your phone.
It does. Some setting.
Yeah, why don't you try it?
I'll send it out next.
Try that one.
There's a few shades to choose
down.
Oh, good.
Yes, don't do it to this group of people, though. Do it outside of this group.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
You really surprise somebody.
Just put it on our Facebook page.
Zoinks like, hey, Scoob. Like, what happened to Zach? Like, exactly. Like, we never knew him. And the dolls have already come into play. You're welcome.
Love it.
By the way, I did get Vitruvius as well. So anytime
I saw that.
He's up there on the Nintendo Entertainment System, yes. Realizing we might be playing Duck Hunt later. Anytime you need some direction, we're here to go. So let's get right into because people are clamoring for this. They truly are. The rant. Look at Donnie. Donnie's warming up. He's heating up. He's
sharpening his.
He's sharpening his and skills and his ranting skills. Some might call it a rant. Some might call it fun facts. We call it Donnie.
On another segment of Donnie.
Wait, I just set that up. You don't have to set that up. Meanwhile, at the Legion of Donnie.
So, I want to talk about a real good comic that has been nothing but an investment. A lot of comics I've had just sit. You know, they don't go up or down; they just sit. Some, yeah, unfortunately, do go down. But what I'm getting at is a Incredible Hulk 181. I bought this comic 14 years ago on eBay for $550. Then 9.4 was actually going for $1,400. Today it goes for $10,000. Oh, sorry, my breath. Anyways, let me get relaxed here. So, yeah, I bought it on eBay for $550. Sent it out to make sure it has the Marvel value stamp. It's a Sheila the something, I can't even remember. But if it's cut out, your book's like literally worth half. But I sent it out to CGC to get graded. It got graded at 8.0, which is good.
And for everybody who doesn't know what grading is in our audience.
Yes, I'm sorry. 8.0 is actually very fine. It starts with a 0.5, then it goes a 1, then a 1.5, a 1.8, 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5.
Go through all of them, would you, please?
Good. So on. Yeah. Until you hit 9.0, then it goes 9.2, 9.4, 9.6, 9.8 is what you want. But anyways, 9.8.
You can't get a 10?
They don't exist. Actually, the highest one is a 9.9, and it sold for $150,000.
Oh, of this Hulk.
It could potentially exist. You just... No, none of them found.
It's not on the... Yeah, it's not on the census, at
least. Gotcha.
But, yeah, so anyways, it's gone up, like, literally every year it would go up around $200 for me. In 2010, I decided to look at it. It was going for about $1,100, and then I was looking, oh man, I got to get an engagement ring. This is 2016. It was going for $1,800. And then I don't know what happened. I was eyeing The Walking Dead, so I skipped 2016-17 market of where it was at, 17. It actually doubled in price. I don't know what happened. The world gone nuts for it.
Did the engagement ring double in price as well?
No, thank God I did not. Thank God I did not sell it. I got a credit card. I would have really been kicking myself in the butt. Yeah, I could buy three. I don't want to give out the price of this. Yeah,
don't do that, man. That's a bad idea.
No. Give out the price of the ring. Was it more than the comic book?
No, it was about $100.75. It took every quarter I had, but I finally got that one she wanted in the machine. Finally. Oh, but yeah.
So, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so...
Do you remember your rant part?
Yeah.
Or just the setup?
No, I'm trying to think what year I'm in here for the price wise.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Just go.
Well, anyways, yeah.
We kind of got what's going on. It
doubled in price. Last year it went up $1,000 because everybody's just jumping on it. It's actually now the 100 comics just came out. It was at number two, where Amazing Fantasy was 15 with First Spider-Man. That was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Incredible Hulk 181 is now number one for this year. Is that the world's gone nuts for it, and then it went So what I want to get back is with CGC is they also do cleaning and grading. I was on the fence of doing this, where they're literally going to crack open my book again out of the plastic, press it and clean it, and then it's going to get regraded. I was a little scared, you know, what's going to happen. Actually, it went out. It worked out great. It jumped it up two grades. It's a 9.0 now.
Wow.
Making the comic $5,900.
Ooh.
So yeah,
the comic's worth what?
$5,900 now.
Corbin will buy it for $22,000.
So yeah,
you want it? You want it? $23,000.
It's worth pressing and grading. It costs $200 to press
and grade. Pressed. Beautiful. Beautiful. You missed the beauty. I love that you went with that. No, that was awesome. So I thought you had a rant. You were angry about this. I thought you were.
No, I'm all happy.
Yeah, but that's not what you projected. No, you had. It's a rant. So I thought. I guess I just assumed.
I think he's making us all angry. Waiting for
I thought this was going to flip at some point.
Yeah. Did you guys? Line. You guys all thought some, there was and a turn.
Worth zero. Nick Cage could have done way better in Maybe X movie.
Yeah, I thought. I thought during the pressing they were going to ruin it. And then you were going to be out the money. But no, the story kept getting happier.
The twist was there was no twist.
Well,
the twist is there's no twist. Is that what you said? Yeah.
I'm going to be even happier when Disney makes that purchase because, you know, Wolverine and the X-Men aren't going anywhere. So you got, listeners, you know, jump on that comic while you can. Now, what's funny is, you know, you'd be...
No, what's funny? Yeah, tell us. Tell us what's funny, Donnie.
I wish I had a thing I'd show you guys. This is the comic book itself right here. But today you'll get people that'll draw color in that H with the blue pen, you know, all bloodshot Wolverine's eyes, black out a tooth on Hulk, and still people pay like $1,000 for the comic.
It's but just, are people hilarious. Drawing on it now, or they did
no, no,
20
yeah.
years
it's
ago?
20 okay. years ago, like okay. probably in a dentist office, and then they're like, oh, this is actually worth something.
Yeah.
But wow. I mean, it's just funny, these trash copies, and they still go for crazy amounts of money.
All right. Is that the end of your rant, Donnie?
That's it. That's all I got.
Back to you. You give me a full-on back to you.
Back to you.
Ooh. I like it.
Name on there.
Double snap guns.
Ooh, I like that.
All right. So on the show, at least for the – how many episodes are we? 2,700? What episode are
we? I don't believe so.
We're right there.
I think this is 9.
Is it 9?
That's it?
That's it? You're not supposed to say it like that.
Oh, I mean,
supposed
to be, it that's feels it. Wow. Like it feels so like it's many. Been a little bit more. I would say like 13, really 14.
This is exhausting, Corbin. It's taking a lot out of him.
It's all the pizza.
He's aged a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So much, so much Marvel talk and so much DC talk that when this Umbrella Academy came out, and I had never heard of the Umbrella Academy. It's on Netflix for everybody who doesn't know. And Angelique Roche had told me about it at the Ace Comic Con. She does all the interviews for Ace Comic Con. What do you call the when they sit
the discussion panels?
Yeah, the panels. She does all the panels with all the big stars, and she works for Marvel. She does a Marvel podcast. And she said, "Did you know Umbrella Academy was coming out?" I said, "I had no idea. I don't even know what it is. I pretended like I did know it was." And then I made my daughter Juliet feel bad. And I said, "You don't know what Umbrella Company? Umbrella
exactly.
Company, the electric company, which I was a part of." So, had anybody heard? This is the first question I wanted to know. Had anybody heard of the Umbrella Academy before?
I came across it because I'd make sure that I. When I go through the comic book shop, I make sure that I look at the ones that I'm not normally aiming for just to see what else is out there so I can keep balance, basically.
Yeah.
So I think I checked them out. My son is looking into kindergartens right now. We stumbled across that.
One of my friends actually told me about it because he's a huge Gerard Way fan. So
okay.
All these guys are music people that I used to be in a band with, and he was just like, this is going to be the most exciting thing ever. He was like, he's so jazzed about it. He's not even really a comic book guy, but he's like super into this show.
There you go.
So for anybody who has not seen it yet, it's kind of, it's a little bit X-Men-ish, I would say, where the Professor Xavier, it's led by the father. His name's escaping me, Hardgrave.
Professor Hardgrave?
Professor Xavier. And so the whole story is in October of 1989, 43 women gave birth to children, and the unusual part was that none of those women were pregnant when the day began. So these special children, this guy... he collects the children, so he goes and buys the children. So it's starting out like any,
just like Professor X,
and they all have powers, and they go out, and you learn little bits about the powers as the show progresses, which I thought was pretty cool how they did that.
Yes, I did enjoy that. I did enjoy that a lot, actually.
How did you enjoy that? Like, oh, that just stopped. I did enjoy it. Was it what did you enjoy?
I like the fact that we were not everything was forced in front of your face. And since this is a considered more so of an off-brand comic series and storyline, that we don't know exactly what's going to happen. It's not like X-Men or Avengers or anything like that, where we can expect certain things. But this, everything is pretty much new, especially if you don't know, like most of us, we're watching all of this and we all have that same feeling like, okay, what's going to happen? And they don't just flush it in your face. They don't just push it in your face. It's a gradual thing, and you're learning and growing with them pretty much.
Yeah. In sci-fi writing, they do it a lot. It's called an information dump, where they clue you into everything that's been happening in the story to bring you up to speed. And it's really like advised against doing it. But for some reason, sci-fi writing always kind of has it in the beginning of it. I actually got knocked on my new book from somebody because they were like, nah, you got to split this up. You've got to divide it out. Mm-hmm. And in this show, they've done such an incredible job of giving you the information as you need it.
Right. Yes, very much so.
Yeah, because you're seeing how their powers play out little by little. Mm-hmm. And you don't understand, like number one, as he's known as, is Space Boy. He's a monstrosity. He's got a giant chest and it's hidden the whole time. And you don't know what's going on. And that's later revealed. It's pretty cool. One of the brothers, he's got it's a huge dysfunctional family.
Pretty much.
It's amazing. And that's the kind of thing of how dark it is in terms of that. Like, it's pretty, as fantasy-like that it is, it's amazing how real in those emotions and that level of, this family has some big issues going on.
Mm-hmm. That gave me kind of a Watchmen vibe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was like if Alan Moore did X-Men, that was the cynical kind of lens that the Umbrella Academy is at. Because you kind of look at it and you're like, is it really that different from X-Men? Like, this guy, Professor X, had a bunch of teenagers in his house and they maybe weren't considered to be his family. He didn't adopt them. But he was still sending them off to fight people and risk their lives. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you start to think about that and you're like, were their parents cool with that? Like, is that is that somehow okay? Yeah.
Donnie?
Yeah. I'm excited to see Ellen Page, her character. She doesn't have any powers apparently, but I have a feeling she's going to discover them. And if you guys, fun fact, know who Ellen Page is, she played Trinity in season two of the Trailer Park Boys, but then she was in X-Men. She played Kitty Pryde. She played X-Men The Last Stand and then X-Men Days of Future Past.
So, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. She involves my one holdback on this. I've loved absolutely everything except for one little thing. When she's in scenes with the kid that does the time traveling, it's number five, right?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She is such a better actor that it makes him seem a little rough.
Yeah,
I was thinking the exact opposite. I thought he was so good that she struggled. Oh. I'm completely lying. I'm just seeing what your reactions were. I just want to be on the opposite of Joe. I'm going to be opposite of Joe guy. Okay. One of the things that in episode two, I think it is, they introduce Hazel and Cha-Cha, who are two people coming after
time cops.
Yeah, they're basically time cops.
Yeah.
And Cha-Cha's played by Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I like how we're the only ones that are like,
yes. Cha-Cha. Let's go.
Cha-Cha it up.
New baby.
Yes.
Get back on track. Remember? I was actually more interested in Cameron Britton. Did you guys? He's the guy who plays Hazel. Mm-hmm. Not interested in, but interested in terms of.
Listen, I like how we clarified. Thank you.
Well, he was in Mindhunter. Did you anybody see Mindhunter?
I heard it was great.
Plays
the spider's web.
He plays a serial killer, and he's incredible in it. I think he was nominated for an Emmy.
Oh, that's based off the book. Sorry.
And I love when you have revelations during the show, Corbin.
I read the book that the TV show is based off of.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's another story for another
time. How much
did
you pay for it?
Speaking of time traveling, I wish we could go back and fix this segment. So
Luther, by the way.
Who's number one?
Number one. Looks like he should be Eleven's big brother from Stranger Things. Their faces... that he might as well be an older clone of her.
Basically, incredible. I see. That's actually,
I kept, as I was watching, I was like, "Is that her older?"
my fiance was looking at this, and she's like, "I like him. He's hot, but he has a stupid looking face."
Wait, he's hot, but has a stupid looking face.
Is that what she's into?
That I guess. So.
Oh, ow!
I get. Oh.
Maybe she time travels and heard the Mary J. Blige talk. Well, I don't know what it is about the guy who played Hazel Cameron Britton, but he has this way of talking that is so interesting. It's not Forrest Gumpish, but it's in. There's something where he talks in this a way that makes you want to listen to more that he talks about. And I'm listening to him going, God, why do I know who this guy is? And then I looked it up because I cheat. And he was in Mindhunter, which I found him amazing in as well. So I'm really excited to see what else he's doing. But he took this whole thing up, and I really liked it. I was going to watch just a couple of them, like I said for everybody to do for this. And then Juliet got involved, and she started watching. And she'd watched five in the first 5 hours that she had her hands on it. Yep. Then she was taunting me. That, you know, how far are you? I don't know. I have to work. I have to do things.
Doesn't
I don't.
She school?
No, she doesn't go anymore.
Oh, great.
She quit. She quit.
She joined the Umbrella Academy.
She's in. She has the power to make you feel guilty.
There you go.
So she got into. So I watched the whole thing. And like every series that Juliet watches, she was incredibly mad by the end.
Oh.
They do leave a lot open throughout the whole show for interpretation, which I think is pretty cool. But then she went and did a bunch of research, and she's like, you know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to it because I think there's quite a bit that you can find out by looking at the comics. And then I asked her, did you read the comics? She's like, I want to read the comics. I'm like, how do you know? YouTube. So she's already YouTubed other people telling her about it. Uh-huh. But she had all this information, and I'm because it leaves you totally waiting for the next one and wondering what's going to happen.
I know whenever there's like really good shows or something like that that's based off of a comic that I haven't been introduced to or saw and just never got into, or book that I've heard about and just never dove into, as soon as I'm into the show and I'm watching it, then I definitely, like with Battle Angel, I'm reading the manga. With Deadly Class, I'm reading it digitally. Umbrella Academy, I'm going to read it digitally. So
you wait till something's cool before you get into it. You're like the anti-hipster.
Pretty much, yes. You need to tell me what I need to do next.
Tell me what's cool. Somebody, please.
The basic premise of the show is that the apocalypse is going to happen. And you find that out from number 5, who's time traveling. And he's going to search out exactly what happened and why, and try to stop it. He's trying to change it. Hazel and Cha-Cha are trying to stop him because they keep the time-space continuum the way it's supposed to be. So I believe JFK wasn't even assassinated in that show's timeline. I think somebody told me that. I don't know if that's true, but for the course of this, we're going to say it is.
Okay.
I had heard that 3 times, and probably from the same person, Juliet. So I just take everything she says. With that in mind, and the time travel that happens in the movie, we thought we'd go off on a little bit of a tangent here. And our Mark V for this week, of course, me doing a Robert Downey Jr. for no reason. We're going to do top 5 time travel movies. Now, it doesn't have to be tied to a superhero, and it doesn't have to be. It can be just any type of time travel. And last week, we went around the room and did everybody realize that 4,700 entries is not the way to go. We haven't heard from Justin at all today. Justin, you did a top 5 time travel? All right. Let's hear your top 5 time travel. I'm doing that like Letterman. And now, kids, wake the dog. Be ready to get your flux capacitor fluxing because we're going to go back in time at the Hall of Justin.
Yeah, excellent.
Thanks, Paul.
No problem, Dan.
You got it.
Yes. Is there Ed McMahon on there? Oh, no.
No, that's Johnny Carson, but I'm guessing you do an Ed McMahon, which is why you brought it up.
No.
Okay. All right.
Number 5 for me, I would say, and it's a kind of a stretch, but Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Okay. I take that for time.
And black holes and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
he gets to go back and see his daughter. So I would put that at my solid five mark, because Christopher Nolan did a great job on that movie.
Okay, four?
For number four, I am going to throw it back to Days of Future Past with X-Men.
I saw that on a lot of lists. A lot of people had Days of Future Past on their list.
It's really hard to do, in my opinion, based on the comic book, to getting a linear movie. And so I really thought that was worthy of at least top five, number four.
Donnie raised the claw.
That movie fixed what The Last Stand messed up, you know, killing off all the characters.
Pretty much.
And Wolverine told Xavier, you know, what's going on, and Xavier told him, don't worry, Wolverine gets up in the present, and there's Storm, there's Jean Grey, there's Cyclops, and they're still headbutting. Oh, it was just...
It was nice.
It was a tear.
That movie was like, great, because it was like, yeah, it was a retcon for what they wanted to fix, and Hollywood's getting better at retconning things, in my opinion. So I thought that was a great retcon type of movie.
Okay. Number
Donnie,
three.
Did they follow the script on it?
What's that?
Did they follow the script?
No. Well, they could have did better on the Sentinels, honestly.
I like the way they looked in the future, though. That was kind of fun. Creepy.
I wanted the old purple, like Hulk, mutant identified, you know, how they talk in the cartoon. But
I feel that.
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justin.
Number three, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Whoa, party on. Look at that.
It definitely deserves our appreciation and admiration.
Who all had Bill and Ted's on there?
I did.
Quite a few people. Yeah.
You have a kid that doesn't like history, just make them watch that movie and they'll be good to go.
Oh, yeah.
Or listen, watch We Bill Didn't Start Ted. The Fire.
It's good to go.
And George Carlin. Rufus! Hey, guys. What's going on? I'm going to say a bunch of swear words now. All right. You're at two?
Number two would be T2, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
And Donnie, give us your best Arnold.
Get down.
That was pretty good.
T2, all right.
T2, definitely. I mean, that was a great film in the 90s that just kind of set the tone for scary robots in an apocalyptic future. Mm-hmm. It's been copied so many times, and the formula is held true. We still enjoy it today. So,
and the number one in the Hall of Justin time travel movie.
It's a no-brainer, Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
This thing hits 88 miles per hour. You're going to see some serious stuff.
You mean to tell me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean dock? This is heavy.
No, this sucker's electrical.
I want to make note of this on Donnie's list, which I'm not. Donnie had Back to the Future 2 and Back to the Future 3.
Attaboy.
But yeah, not Back to the Future 1.
No.
It was okay. Back to the Future 2 is fun. Like, I want a hoverboard, or you put a little pizza in the oven and it turns out, you know, big. It was cool to me. Just not to have your mom like hit on you and everything like that.
I hate when that happens.
It's the familial making out that gets him.
No attention. She's really, Leah Thompson. Oh, very hot.
Don't you guys just hate when that happens?
When you make out with your mom?
I like how that's what you were focused on.
Yes.
This is what knocked it out of first place. Or out of the top five list at all.
And then number three, that was a great Western movie right there anyways. You know, like, what's your name? Clint Eastwood. What kind of stupid name is Clint Eastwood? You know? But... Yeah.
I just this like is the I rant just we all want. I know I love when it dies down on Donnie and it's just quiet for a second. Everybody else, it feels awkward. When it's quiet on Donnie, it feels right.
Exactly.
I'm just processing. Listening intently. I find it to be valuable.
Have you worked on your impression, cuz that at the end of everything really catches me.
Well, I guess you probably need some other things to say before you get to it, and then Back to the Future 1 kind of scared me because there was a potential mom makeout scene. And that's not what you want to see, you know.
You know, it gets you, man.
Oh, man.
We're going to get one from each person's list. Let's hear something that you didn't hear that was on Justin's.
I used Batman Ninja.
I don't even know what that is.
Wow.
Is it animated?
Yeah.
Is it allowed to be animated?
It can be whatever you want. It can be whatever you want. I was waiting on Adonis's list. I was waiting for a European vacation. What? It's a time. It's set in a time, and it's a travel movie. It's set in a time. It's a travel movie. Just like a super hero.
My number one was Idiocracy.
It's a great movie.
That's good. There's time travel in that?
Yes. You know what? I was trying to think. I guess he goes to the future, right? Yep. I didn't even think of that as a time travel. When Adonis forward, sent
not just like a post-apocalyptic kind of
documentary.
Yep.
When Adonis sent me his list, and I immediately sent it to a couple of people. Go, Adonis never fails. I knew this was not going to be right down the middle. I knew this was going to be totally have some odd ones on it and some deep thought, and some were going to question his sanity on. and I was waiting. Zach never sent me one, but I was waiting for because you were busy this week. It's under. Did you send me one?
I thought I was supposed to send it to Toledo.
Oh, maybe so. Did you send it to Toledo? Okay, cool. Then maybe we could go again. We could use the time travel tool
if I can go back.
Back in time and then send it to me as well. So I always assume yours are going to have many like just joke answers.
So I typed in the list to Toledo, there were a couple where in parentheses I just said, does this count? Right, okay.
So that's and I discussed with a couple of people about, hey, what is time travel? I go, let's let it be, because Memento came up by some people, and there were a few things. But so what was, you can give me two. I just like to find out what people were thinking in terms of weird. What were you questioning?
Big was one that I questioned. Okay. I put it on there. Big. I really like Big. I mean, he gets older, but.
But he doesn't really travel in time. He just ages.
He ages.
Right. So he goes, he travels in time. Body wise,
his body travels forward.
His body travels
pretty much
forward.
The body travel.
I don't think that counts.
All right. Well,
oh, for what?
My list has failed.
There it is.
What about Field of Dreams?
What?
The baseball movie?
Yes, the baseball movie.
Oh, so, that was almost Donnie-ish. Wait a second. No, they come out of a field and they're Shoeless Joe Jackson. I mean, he just took a couple of dollars.
You know?
No, there's
why? And now he's selling Chantix. Whatever happened? Why is Shoeless Joe Jackson selling Chantix? What is he can't stop smoking? You know?
They did not like that one, Jack.
By the way, no. I love the
How
guy.
Is it not a time travel?
Hold on. No. By the way, I love the guy who plays Ray Liotta in the Chantix commercial.
It's not really him.
No.
No, okay. Not a chance.
I was.
You know.
He would never quit smoking.
Wow. I was like, what a comeback. I told my grandma that.
All right, so.
Can I figure out why Field of Dreams does not count in this one? He steps into the 1970s at
one
Oh,
he does point. Travel. You're right. He does travel in time.
I'm with you.
Let me ask you.
Archibald Thank Moonlight you, Graham. Yeah, he goes to Dr. Graham. Yeah.
Is Inception a time travel movie?
No.
Oh, that's a dream travel movie.
Okay, but isn't dreams passing of time?
Dream.
Any
travel.
Movie passes time.
Okay, I mean, whatever.
You're not watching a movie.
Time.
Frozen.
Groundhog Day.
Travel.
First, what is that about? Second, would that count?
That counts.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's the same 100%. Same thing over and over. Who had
Was
Groundhog
that on your
Day?
List?
Who had? Somebody had Groundhog Day. Had Groundhog
I saw
Day.
That movie pop up a lot online.
Groundhog Day.
Is it good, though?
For time travel?
Have you
for
never
time
seen
travel movies. Yeah.
And there's a few other ones, I hope, before the segment kind of moves on. There's some honorable mentions that need to be brought up. For time travel.
Is Groundhog Day a good movie?
Does anybody feel like they're in Groundhog Day right now?
I feel like. Right? So, I'm going to pick somebody who has a top five list today.
I'm really surprised nobody brought up Planet of the Apes. Like, that's a time travel movie.
Yeah.
I did have that one on mine. I wasn't sure.
If I would have done that,
you had that on yours.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
All yours are not sure though. That's why I can't go to you directly.
I don't think he likes time travel movies. Do you just not
No, I mean, does it count? I mean, the guy kind of travels in time, but it's more of like a cryogenic freezing, and then you appear in a new time. Like you're not like pushing a button and then you're in a different time period. Does that?
Adonis.
If Idiocracy counts, then.
And if I could go back in time, I would stop the Mark Wahlberg Planet of the Apes from ever happening.
I'm so sure Tim Burton would too.
Tim Burton probably would.
He'd probably take a lot of those back.
Has anybody seen Frequency? Do you remember that one? The baseball kind of.
Oh, so he plays on the radio and goes through time.
See, Corbin cannot really handle baseball movies. I really like disgust.
Is that like the baseball movie?
What's with the baseball movies? Hey, Bull Durham, great time travel movie.
Baseball.
And the rookie was great. I remember the rookie. He wouldn't sign autographs for anybody.
Did you you guys catch that Tom Cruise one? That's the latest one.
That one, Edge of Tomorrow, that was a good one. Yeah.
It was marketed
properly. It's like Groundhog Day. It's
really good.
It is Groundhog Day.
Why not Happy Death Day?
Happy Death Day?
Happy Death Day 2, already out in theaters. But yes, Happy Death Day. She wakes back, she gets getting killed, and just find out like her killer, she repeats the same day.
I'd allow it.
You know what?
Thank you, Justin.
You know what movie, a time travel movie, every time I see it, I feel like it's just, it's amazing. Mm. Sound of Music. Just way back, I feel like it's...
What?
I don't know. The way you guys are
categorizing anything.
Spaceball's the movie. Spaceball's the comic book.
Yoga.
And Spaceball's the doll.
You didn't wait. Made a Schwartz be witches.
Adonis didn't put the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie up there? The third one?
Ooh.
Turtles in Time.
Which sucked.
Turtles in Time.
But they went back in time.
So they had a subheading.
List for you.
So, okay.
Superpowered time
so
travel.
So do you understand the concept of top five?
Okay, that was top of my five. It was number,
but you
was
didn't
number,
see Groundhog Day and you put it on your list.
I didn't put Groundhog Day on my list.
He didn't.
I put Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Doctor Strange, Terminator 1 and 2, X-Men, and Batman. Batman Ninja was number one. Hmm. Have y'all not seen that? You're missing on the best superhero time travel movie.
It could belong I'm in on that it. I'll list, look into but it. Not number one.
Okay, we'll just move on. All right.
No, we're not moving on. We're going to do this for 10 more minutes. you're going to wish you could time travel, Corbin. By the end of this segment, you're going to wish you had a DeLorean.
And could go back to the Field of Dreams. I get it. Okay.
I mean, I thought we weren't doing everybody's, but we've done everybody's.
Well, we did it in a better way. Sometimes it's about getting there differently. Going around the room takes time in between each one, but we got a lot of info, and we got a couple of fights. I almost saw the Hulk hands come out. On
We got close.
The baseball movie?
What
would be great if you had Hulk
hands? We're calling him C.A. Don't forget that.
C.A. Wouldn't it be great if you had Hulk hands and like Adonis? Adonis had Hulk Hogan hands. And
let me tell you something, brother.
I just had big muscles. I was going to say something, but then I was like, wait.
What were you?
Pause was awkward. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure we're going to hear about this from people online. They're going to let us know thoughts on time travel. While we're on the subject of online, let's get a little information from Joe on the mailbag. He was studiously looking at it this week.
Do you want to do poll results first?
Yeah, let's do the poll results.
Okay.
Which probably would have been the way to segue into it, but I just forgot.
We had our, like, probably our most popular social media post ever with this Steve Carell.
17 views.
Oh, about that.
It was really had 18 excited. People. No, it had, like, over 860 votes.
Really?
Which is pretty crazy.
That's awesome.
For a baseball movie?
For a baseball movie? So it was Carell versus Jonah Hill, the follow-up to Carell versus DeVito. Mm-hmm. And Carell held it down again, 53% to 47%.
Ridiculous. All right.
What was the Electoral College?
Well, and it's still, you can still vote on it for another couple days. So if you don't think that Carell deserves it, get in there and vote.
Is there a time? Do we put a time on it to end it, or does it just naturally happen?
Well, it starts with 6 days, and I think I'm putting them up on Sundays.
Okay.
So I'd like to go a couple days after they are able to hear this. That way, people can get on there and
exactly.
cast a vote. It hasn't changed in the two that we've done so far, but you know, maybe it will. And then I'll tell you about the next poll that we're going to do right later on in the show.
Cool. All right. So now you can do the mailbag.
All right.
Mailbag it up.
All right. So, interestingly enough, the biggest response we got on social media at all was about the Mark V from last week.
Really? Oh. Maybe because we spent 2 hours
complaining absolutely.
About it. Or
it was. It,
you said response. You didn't it was. Say
a, it was a little bit. Of, it was a little bit of complaining. It was a little bit of, hey, you forgot this, and then people just want. I mean, I asked them for their top fives, and people just wanted to be part of it. So
perfect. That's
what
really nice.
What I saw mostly was people putting, you know, repeating ones on there that like I thought were. Something I don't know how we missed some of these, like Thor Ragnarok.
Mm.
I mean, that's one of the most popular movies so far.
Yeah.
Watchmen was mentioned a few times.
The baseball Watchmen?
Yes, exactly.
The Zack Snyder Watchmen.
That was a baseball Watchmen.
Okay.
The original Batman. None of us had that on our list. I thought that was kind of weird. Man of Steel was on somebody's list. Civil War and Winter Soldier. We both did not have those.
Can we start knocking people on social media?
Yeah, that's
for
a great idea.
Man of Steel on the list.
Man of Steel, really?
First off,
like Superman 1. Come on.
People dug that movie. Some people.
I did.
The Man of Steel?
Oh, that was your list.
Are you sending stuff into our social media as people?
I'm creating different profiles and entering my information.
I'll be doing that to overthrow Carell for this upcoming
We're going to get so much more interaction. This is fantastic. You guys go ahead and do that.
Like, who's sending in all this stuff? Like, it's old man Carruthers.
You said you go ahead.
Take the mask off. It's the creepy clown.
And I would have
gotten away from it if it weren't for you darn kids.
If it wasn't worth...
What just happened?
I'm just going to keep going.
There you go.
So... The other thing that I noticed, there were always all these odd picks, and I think that a lot of us do that up here too. So like on Adonis's list, you're always going to see something that just stands out, and it's like, wait a minute, like, I don't know. Like, but it's his personal favorite. So I saw a lot of those. I saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles a few times, so you guys got a little props there.
You're welcome.
Howard the Duck was on like three different people's lists.
What the 70s?
I mean, and that's like considered one of the worst movies of all time. Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance was on there. Mystery Men, which I actually kind of liked. No.
Ghost Rider Spirits of Vengeance.
No,
that was the 2000. That movie sucked.
Oh, that was. Which somebody loved it.
What didn't you like? The baseball movie? What didn't you like?
Let that go.
No, absolutely not. When I can latch onto something, haven't you noticed that?
Yeah,
just use it over and over.
Oh, it's
is this time travel?
I can't.
And the last one was Superman 4, which
The Quest for Peace.
The Quest for Peace. Now,
wait a second.
John Cryer was great in that movie.
Oh my God.
John Cryer was great in that movie. He did say.
John Cryer.
John Cryer was legitimately in that movie.
Adonis is dying.
What's the Star Trek where they travel in time? What's
John Cryer? Also, the Quest for Peace.
What's the Star Trek? They travel in time. What is that?
We must talk to these whales.
Star Wars. Whales in time.
Whales in time.
Anyways, I think the biggest takeaway that I got from all of that was that it doesn't have to be a good movie. Like, it doesn't even have to make sense. And people weren't – when I asked some people, like, to explain why they picked these odd movies, and they didn't even care to explain it. They were just like, no, it's just my favorite movie. I grew up with it, and I love it.
I had a very troubled childhood.
Yeah.
Well, it got me through it.
Maybe.
Howard the Duck saved me.
I couldn't believe it was three different people's lists, but, like, people just latch on to stuff, and that's it, man. I love that they're not apologetic about it.
Star Trek 4, The Voyage Home. How could I have missed it? Dear God.
Did anybody bust out the movies that we thought we should have put on when we discussed, like, Sin City? Like, did that come up?
I didn't see a Sin City, but Watchmen was one of the ones I think you and I discussed that we thought should probably be on somebody's list.
Yeah. But definitely not mine.
Right.
You know, either hate it or you love it. That movie a divisive film for a lot of people.
Yeah. I loved the storyline.
I liked it. I mean, it's really hard to film that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So then just don't do it. Maybe it is the comic. Man, they'll never make Lord of the Rings, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, I think they did.
By the way, in the image you have up for Star Trek IV, the Voyage Home, on the bottom screen there, Bones could totally be played by Jeff Goldblum in the future.
Yeah.
damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not whatever. Fill in the blank.
What is Spock wearing?
He had the pointy ears. I was going to say that too. Do you think he would have to cover the ears in today's world? Like, probably he didn't want anybody to see the Vulcan ears.
After social media, he can represent whoever he wants to represent.
It's like a futuristic Michelin Man costume.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. He's covering his ears, but they're all in future costumes,
including Admiral James Teaker.
Isn't that just how people dressed in the 80s?
It might be close.
They fit right in, yeah.
I fit right in. Perfect.
It's like Mitchell and Mann that went on the keto diet.
Stay puffed, maybe. So in the rest of the mailbag, we had some great compliments about Adonis's piece from last week. Everybody loved that.
Once again, Adonis writing in.
Actually, there was Kristen and Andrea both said that they loved that we got a little serious and they really dug that piece.
Cool.
A close personal friend of mine, Christopher Otina, said that he absolutely loves Justin's Jim Ross, so we've got to get more of that.
That's your cue. You get to use it.
God, someone give Jim Ross his accolades.
By the way, I ordered some wrestlers too for the table.
Yes. I really struggled with putting that in the mailbag to talk about it on the show. I was like, I don't really want to encourage that.
Fuck, it's gonna slobber knocker.
But I thought about it.
Family.
But I thought about it.
Good. You just woke Justin up. He was asleep for half the show.
We're gonna need a bigger table.
And then we had several people ask us for a little discussion about Umbrella Academy, which we already did. John Kincaid watched the entire season already, just like Juliet. Oh, man. And he also thanked us because he loves the show.
Nice.
Awesome.
We dropped out of school as well.
Oh, I've got a bunch of people that have been complimenting me throughout the past couple of weeks about the show. They love what we're doing, what we're talking about, and they are definitely excited for more. Hit us up on social media at Comic Playground, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Let's get it.
That was good.
Are they complimenting us too, or just you?
Just you.
pretty much you me, carry. But I'm making sure that everybody's represented.
Hey, so. Adonis show, you guys are doing a really great job supporting. It's really
That's
great.
Exactly how it is.
It's really great the way you guys can be humorous around Adonis's think pieces that are changing people's lives. Oh, and Frank, you do great voices sometimes.
I get a lot of feedback from my girlfriend, and none of it's good for me. It's all Adonis's piece was awesome, and I really love Donnie, and Zach's so funny, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. I'm trash.
She likes you too. She thinks Frank's hilarious.
No, I'm, oh my God, it's tense when I watch. Like, oh my God, how did I do that? Did I laugh too loud? Am I putting on pounds?
Yes, all those. Yes. All those. Oh, yes. God. Check. It's a joke. Relax. Oh,
no, it's a nerve-wracking experience. You don't understand. When I watched this last episode, my gosh.
He thinks he looks big because he sits next to me.
Yeah, I just look, it's like right there.
But you're not a tiny person.
No, but.
You're sitting next to the atom.
You might as well be sitting next to this mic stand.
Ant-Man over here.
I'm like, I know I eat pizza, but like, cheese.
Like this.
But cheese?
Cheese.
Double cheese. Triple cheese.
I'm over here nervous.
Donnie was worried. Donnie, what were you worried about last week?
I was worried as catching my double chin. Like I was like literally looked like Jabba the Hutt.
Now I got to order Star Wars figures.
Oh man, he's melding into his.
Yeah, that's not a beanbag. That's your body. Wear something that melds into. Holy cow!
Oh, we got to get
Why
the same color.
Why does that look so similar?
It is him, isn't it?
Bring me Solo.
What's the little guy's name?
Salacious Crumb.
Great name, yes.
I wish somebody else had asked that. I'd have been Joe.
I can go over there and sit on his shoulder.
I think you should be in chains right in front of
him.
Ooh. That's a different outfit.
There you go, Joe.
Yeah, that's me. That's me right there, actually.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Picture, you're done.
There you go. And that's the podcast.
Oh, I can be that creepy. I can make that happen.
Nobody's questioning that.
Thank you. I feel like that was a compliment.
It was very much. Yeah, like the compliments that Adonis has been getting recently. Like, that was only for you.
Oh gosh. All right, so that's it from the mailbag.
That's it from the mailbag.
All right, we're gonna take a second here and. Near the end of each podcast, we're going to try and branch out a little bit. Adonis has had an idea in his head, and he's brought it up and talked about it a couple times, the Game Changers segment. So we're going to go off on a tangent for a second with an Adonis Game Changer.
Hi, I'm Adonis, and here are the Game Changers. No, but in all seriousness, I've been thinking about what, when I thought of the term game changer, how these things have interjected into pop culture, into our histories, into our everyday lives, and they changed the course of it. One of the things that I really wanted to touch on, which affected me a lot, was the Mortal Kombat game series. When it first came out, 1993, I remember going to, I believe it was Blockbuster Video, and we bought Mortal Kombat. My dad and I got it for Sega, and we sat there and we played it all night. Sad part is I went to Boys and Girls Club the next day and put it in my locker, went swimming, and someone stole it. Anyway, it changed a lot of things. It changed. It influenced the rating system for gaming. It influenced. There was a lot of mom uprising about the game and what it did.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah,
with my mom.
Yeah. My mom told me I couldn't play it anymore. But then it got stolen. So there's that.
You really think it was stolen?
Do you think she took it?
I think we know who stole that Mortal Kombat.
No, it was.
Mom wins.
Pretty much.
Fatality.
No, it changed the way gaming was, where gaming was going, because all of gaming at that point was still very much so considered arcades. You go to this place, you go play a game, and then you go back home and, you know, go about your life. And this was the start of home consoles and how they were starting to change who was playing it, because the people that were originally at the arcades back in the 80s are now adults, and they wanted something a little bit more than just, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog. They wanted something a little bit more geared towards them. And Mortal Kombat was one of the first that started to do the whole blood and fatalities and ripping people's spines out. And, you know, I mean,
just fun stuff.
Just awesome stuff.
Right. Stuff moms like.
Exactly. Kid tested, mother approved. And I just loved Mortal Kombat. It did so much for me. Every time I would go to school and we would, you know, pretend fight, you know, how you did with your friends before class started and things like that, I would pretend I was Scorpion, and, you know, we would do uppercuts and we'd sit up there and accidentally hurt each other.
Was anybody ever Raiden?
And they wonder why your mom did not want you to play this game.
I told you from the get-go that I have ADHD. It cannot be helped. But it definitely changed the way we thought about the way society thought about games. There were so many laws in press that were discussed and put into place because they were saying that the way these games, these extra violent games like Mortal Kombat, were influencing people to do bad things. It was changing the way they thought about things. They were saying that the connection between killers and everything like that was because of violent games like this. And I did some research, and they said that I found a couple of things, but basically it's still in discussion right now. A lot of people are saying, no, there's no connection. And then a lot of people are saying it's still the same thing. But it has us talking about it even still. Mortal Kombat came out in 1993. Mortal Kombat 11 is coming out, and we are still acting like it just came out. It changed the way we thought about fighting games. It changed the way we thought about video games, and it's changing the way we're going forward.
All right. I feel like clapping. Finishes one. What is it, Donnie? Well, hold on. Meanwhile, at the Legion of Donnie.
Now, I was going to say, I was also into that game very well in that age. My friend had it on Super
Wait
Nintendo.
A second. Very well in that age?
Yeah.
Much?
Yeah, that probably didn't make sense. But what I'm getting at is my friend had it for the Super Nintendo, and it was censored. Sega Genesis, you had to have the ABACABB blood code.
Yep.
Yeah. And then after that, they went out full out blood. You didn't have to put any code.
Last year at Game On Expo in AZ, it's a video game convention in town here. Mm-hmm. They have video games every cabinet you can imagine. And I was playing Mortal Kombat 3 by this table. I just wasn't cognizant of where I was. And Sonya Blade walked up to me, the woman who was the model for Sonya Blade, because she was there and Johnny Cage was there, and started talking to me. She's like, oh, yeah, I've never looked better. And I look over and I'm like, I realized who they were because, like, I had seen that they were guests on the panel, but she came over and it was like a really surreal moment. I was playing Mortal Kombat as Sonya Blade stood there and, like, judged me.
And did you attack her?
I didn't take your $20.
While we're jumping back in time, let's do this as well. Corbin has a segment about going back in time and taking a look. Yeah, you remember it now?
Yes.
Don't be surprised when I throw the segment to you that I forgot to do earlier.
Sorry. Okay, so it's a little thing. We're kind of working out the name of it. This day in comic history, geek history. We'll fine-tune it. It'll get better. But I gathered some comic history stuff from this week. Just to kind of make it a little easier for me. And so this is funny. We've talked about, I've tried to, Batman, Frank Miller, Dark Knight for like like three consecutive episodes now. Mm-hmm. This is actually the week where the first issue came out. Ooh. Way back in 1986. Like, how many people were around back then? Like, that was 33 years ago.
I was around, yeah.
Well, okay, there's the whole panel. Well, anyway.
You're very young.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Corbin.
I'm sorry. Just a while back, which I thought was crazy, but I guess it's not. Daredevil came out in 1940. A couple of days.
No.
Yeah.
1940?
Yeah.
The baseball movie?
No. not the Daredevil we know, but... A comic Daredevil. I looked this up. Yeah, this is all legit. I'll send you the link.
Not Marvel Daredevil.
No,
it's
not
all
Matt
about
Murdoch.
The New York Daredevils, and they were going against the San Francisco Giants.
I'll show
Giant Man.
I'll clarify, guys. I'm just doing the best I can. Domino of Deadpool fame, 1992, a little over a week ago, she was introduced. Mm. And the big one, I thought this was also about the same. So on the 10th of February, this is the 50th.
Wait a second, is this this month in comic history? Okay,
well,
I thought it was this week.
Well, I said this week, and then like three of them were this week, and one was like a week and a half out. And
all right, this 10 days in comic book history.
This 5 to 7 business days.
It's Peggy Carter or something.
Peggy Carter.
Yep, she was introduced in 1966.
Oh, she's older.
53 now. Years.
Nice.
Crazy talk. But yeah, integral part of Marvel Universe. Been that long. Thought it was kind of crazy. Those are the few I collected. I'm going to expand more, do some game info, but I didn't want to overwhelm the audience. And also, I wanted to get the time down, right, for myself. So we'll get that in there. But yeah.
Awesome. And Joe, you made your trip to the comic book store with Ari this week?
Ari and I did get to the comic book store this week, finally. I was a little sick, so it took us a little while to get there. But what we do is every month, I take Ari, since she was 2 months old. I always wanted to do something, like in those first 2 months you have your kid, like you're like, oh, I want to do something special, you know, like I want to have like some sort of tradition with her. So we decided to take her to the comic book store and get her comics. We were in Glendale one night and we're like, oh, there's a comic book store. Let's just go in and get her comics. And
you were always a huge comic book fan.
Yeah, I was a big comic book fan when I was a kid. I hadn't collected in years, but when I saw it, I was like, oh, this will be fun. This will be something. I enjoyed it when I was a kid. Maybe she'll enjoy it. And so every month we go grab some comics. We do like a Facebook post and a picture of her from that day. And
I will take her down.
You're thinking about it. It's not going to happen though. I think she's going to beat you. But we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Crush me.
So what we got this week, this month? I'm missing it here. Hold on 1 second.
While you're looking through that. My tradition with my kids is I look at my phone while they try to play with me. So it's, you're doing a lot better than I am.
Okay, so this week we got our two printed short boxes. Do you guys know what these are? It's like the coolest way to store your comics. Like they have printed short boxes. We got our Spider-Verse one and a DC Bombshells one, and they're just it's like the art from the comics on the outside of the box.
Oh, cool!
Yeah.
Never heard it like that. Yeah. That's cool.
So
I got one of those for my baseball movies.
is that the Donnie voice?
I'm Corbin Donnie. Wow.
I thought you were going to say Corbin Dallas.
Wow, you know.
This is pretty cool. I actually got her the very first Umbrella Academy, which was a free comic book day comic in 2007.
Oh.
I had no idea, but I saw it. It was just in one of their cases. And
not free anymore.
So we grabbed that. No, not free anymore, unfortunately. Oh. One of the very few comics that's a free comic book that ends up being worth anything, though, which is pretty cool. Yeah. I got her the Zatanna number 11. Zatanna number 11. It's an Adam Hughes variant. Adam Hughes is one of our favorite artists, so that's why we grabbed that one. Mm-hmm. Buffy the Vampire Slayer has a new series, so we grabbed her the number one of that. Batgirl is one that we subscribe to, so we get the variants of every Batgirl that comes out. So they're on 31, and this time it's a Stanley Lau variant, and it was an excellent looking comic book, but they've been doing Middleton every month, so we were a little disappointed because Middleton has been just absolutely ripping, like the best covers I've ever seen. So I was a little disappointed it wasn't him. And then we got the current Catwoman number 7 with the Ben Oliver variant, and the art on the cover is just amazing. We also got her a Captain. These are the more of the highlights. We got her a Captain Marvel World of Reading activity book. This is something that
I got one of those for myself.
They're so good for the kids. So I'm sure you're enjoying it. It's got stickers in it, and there's some activities in it. But mostly, it's got a really simplified story and some great artwork that you can read before bed. And the same with the little golden books. Now they're doing comic book characters and Star Wars. So we got her the little Jedi golden book, or I Am a Little Jedi. And she already obsessed with it. We've had it for like, just this week, and she wants to read it every single night, like 4 times. And then since we're on the subject with Free Comic Book Day and Drawn to Comics, we're going to be there. It's May 4th, correct? That's what I said last time.
May the 4th
be with you. So we're going to take Donnie and anybody else that wants to go. Like all of us can go. And I think Frank's going to try to stop by. But we're going to spend that at Drawn to Comics in the Velma Teague Library and just hang out with you guys and really just mix it up. We're going to give away a bunch of stuff and just have fun. We'll do videos for Facebook and all that too.
Cool.
That's it.
All right. Yeah. And we got this week's poll that you're going to be putting up.
Yeah. The new poll. This is
tied into Ari as well.
Yeah. So
going down.
I did a video a while, like right when I started coming.
Hold
here,
on. I'm going to Ivan Drago. I will crush you.
You can see the videos right now on Facebook. Frank did his impression finally, so you can.
Mine's kind of an impression of her impressions, which makes it better.
It terrified me when I first watched it.
That's what I go for with my comedy.
Go to the Facebook page and watch Frank's version of Rocket Raccoon.
She's so cute, and I got to talk to you about your way of saying raccoon to raccoon.
You don't like that?
I don't know. Is that Erie, Pennsylvania?
Maybe that is an Erie thing. I don't know.
Raccoon. I just say raccoon.
Raccoon.
All right.
Just say
trash panda.
That's what we're calling this poll is the Clash of the Trash Pandas. So it's going to go up on Sunday. Take a look.
Clash of the Trash Pandas. Nice.
Man. Doesn't trash Thor call him panda. Rabbit?
That's true.
Come with me, rabbit.
Yes, I actually love that. That makes you wonder what kind of rabbits they have
on Asgard.
That one.
We'll find out in Endgame.
I don't want to make it uncomfortable for anybody, but if you don't vote for Ari, there's going to be a problem.
Let me do one better. Why is Gamora? All right.
The baseball one?
You're every time, every show, there's something special that comes out of you.
I love it.
That's usable. All right. So check out that poll at Comic Playground.
On Facebook at Comic Playground. Check us out. We should also have some info on that on at Comic Playground on Instagram as well.
And
Twitter.
Corbin's manning the Twitter.
We're going to get some traction there. Just going to get some people to follow first, and I'm going to put some stuff out. Just kidding. But come on, follow us there, too.
At Comic Playground on everything.
Once again, I will be visiting the Fireside Crew this week on their podcast, and some of our other members you guys will be following eventually, I believe. They're coming out to see the show that I'm doing at Parks Casino there. And we'll be back next week. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about yet, but Captain Marvel's probably on the list.
Pretty much.
So get back to it. Or season 2 of the Umbrella Academy.
I might have a really good segment next week.
What? Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's tease that. Your idea. Zach and I had talked about it, and he said he was at an airport, and I couldn't hear a word he was saying, but it sounded like a great segment.
It was Delta Flight 546 is taking off.
No, it was
Delta is back.
Just brutal. All right, so that's it. We'll see you guys all next week. Thanks.